Thank you, Ian, once again. We've reached our last slot of items, and as ever, it is a mixed bag. Firstly, our bishop is in political hot water, and the chief executive of Norfolk Wildlife Trust supports the same issues, but a different sort of trouble to those who climb a TV mast. Add to that a sci-fi festival, a Norwich Open Studios, and a few other choice items, and you have a hodgepodge of stories. The Bishop of Norwich has sparked a major row after he launched a stinging attack on Prime Minister Liz Truss's economic strategy, branding it as reckless. The Right Reverend Graham Usher criticised plans announced in her government's mini-budget to loosen planning rules as an assault on nature, demonstrating a disdain for the planet. But his remarks have been criticised by Conservative politicians, with one Norfolk MP describing them as ill-informed and saying the bishop would be better off listening to the government than campaign groups. Bishop Graham, the Church of England's lead bishop on the environment, who has a degree in ecology, made his outspoken comments at a press conference. He also criticised the economic impact of the mini-budget, saying, "There seems to be some deep inequality around how it has been set and whether it will provide any support at all for the poorest in our communities facing the cost of living crisis." However, his main focus was the perceived impact on the environment. "Ripping up our commitments to internationally agreed directives that have begun to turn the trade of nature's destruction is totally irresponsible. They do this at our peril. Investment is important, and finding jobs is really important. But should that be at the cost of what the government is calling ripping up red tape? Red tape often is there for a purpose and has been developed over many years because of environmental disasters we have faced in the past."
The boss of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust conservation charity has hit out at the government's proposals for building new homes as an open attack on nature. Prime Minister Liz Truss has outlined plans for investment zones where planning rules will be loosened to make it easier for local planning authorities to approve new developments. Wildlife groups have seen these development policies as being damaging to green spaces, with Norwich and surrounding places among the areas which could be potentially affected.
Concerning footage posted online has captured people climbing to dangerous heights on a city TV and radio transmitter. The video was posted on Instagram and shows a person filming from a height while clinging to the metal structure on private land near Gertrude Road. The individuals, believed to be a group of teenagers, have been causing concern for city folk living nearby. The transmitter is owned and managed by the British telecommunications company Arqiva, who say they are contacting the police. A spokesperson said, "The site is private property and is fenced off to protect individuals from harming themselves by performing such activities. We will be bringing this footage to the attention of the police." This is the third incident this year that has led to concerns being raised over people climbing to dangerous heights across the city.
Thousands of people landed in a galaxy not so far away last weekend to share their love of all things science fiction. The Norcon Sci-Fi Festival landed at the Norfolk Showground for its 11th incarnation to celebrate the colourful world of sci-fi and fantasy. The action-packed weekend included exhibits, celebrity appearances, stage talks and workshops, as well as photo opportunities. There was also memorabilia and merchandise for sale from every corner of the galaxy. many of those who descended on the Cossey Base showground were dressed as superheroes or villains bringing their comic book and film heroes to life. As well as wonderful costumes, there were stunning sci-fi exhibits and groups, traders and even stars, including Red Dwarf's Chris Barry and Doctor Who's Paul McGann, who were signing autographs. Mark Dean, the event director, said, "We've had a lot more people than we expected and it's been exceptionally busy." He praised people for dressing in absolutely awesome costumes that they have turned up in and promised the event would be back again next year.
For 16 days during September and October, Norfolk Creatives will throw open their studio doors to the public. More than 290 artists will take part in the Norfolk Open Studios for 2022, with work for everyone's taste, including painting, sculptures, weaving, ceramics, furniture, woodwork, jewellery, textiles and more. A total of 218 studio venues, 19 schools, 28 events and 11 art trails scattered across our county will open up the usually hidden side of the life of a working artist. Norfolk-based painter Benjamin Alden says, "As my first year taking part in Norfolk Open Studios, I'm excited about welcoming the public into my Norwich studio to engage in conversations about my work and the processes behind them within the space my paintings are created." Ros Dixon, Norfolk Open Studios administrator, said, "Norfolk Open Studios is a lovely way for visitors to explore Norfolk and find out more about the county's creators and makers. Norfolk Open Studios is run by Norfolk and Norwich Festival and supported by Arts Council England, Norwich County Council and Head East. It runs from September 24 to October 9 and maps can be found on their website."
For years, the once-beloved disco equipment belonging to Radio Norfolk personality David Clayton has gathered dust. The 69-year-old is a popular voice and face across the region, having been on the local airways of TV and radio since the early 1980s. But before he turned professional, the presenter, who still appears weekly on BBC Radio Norfolk, Mr. Clayton worked across pubs and clubs in the county with mobile disco equipment that was bought in 1971. Mr. Clayton wondered what to do with the gear. "Given that a young radio person had said to me, 'How did you queue up a record?' it dawned on me that the download music generation had no idea this was how we did discos and radio back in the day. So I offered the stuff to the museum service, given it was half a century old and might be of interest. In the past few days, the Norfolk Museum Service have collected the equipment from Mr. Clayton's home near Norwich. The broadcaster fired up the equipment one last time before they were dispatched, describing it as a lump in the throat nostalgia. He likened it to the end of an era, but said it was better they go somewhere forevermore than just rotting in a garage."
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. Before we give you our usual reminder about returning the memory stick, can we just mention again the postal strike? The delivery of this edition will no doubt be affected, as we have already mentioned. We hope that does not spoil your enjoyment. When you have finished with this recording, turn the address label in the wallet over and pop in the memory stick and drop it in a postbox. Don't forget that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole team of loyal volunteers who have produced it today. The editor was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765365. That's 01603 765365. The office is not manned every day, so if there is no reply, please do leave a message on our answer phone, and we will always get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. And with that, we hope you've enjoyed this Chatterbox edition. So now, it's goodbye from me, Mike, and Lorna.